let's start with the recap. What all's been going on the past couple of sessions or so?
Well, first, we sort of got roped into a bit of a transport, quote-unquote, mission when someone gave Stavias a device to help sort of, I guess, steal the Hyperlance.
The official reason you were given for having the device is it's to transfer information. It was actually to hack into their security so that they could break into her secure storage locker and steal a data chip that could be used to hijack the Hyperlance.
So we raced onto the Hyperlance. We met the person who duped us into doing that. We found out that they had poison on them. They and at least one of the other corporate spies died.
Yeah, you killed all the others.
Yeah, we killed everyone else. It's fine. So we were able to give the key chip to Rona. And so the Hyperlands had to make a sudden departure just to make sure that it wouldn't get hijacked. And so we were part of a skeleton crew on the way to Pelsaros. And they suddenly found someone or something on the ship.
Two new entities popped up on the ship that were not there when they left. It was just more of a, hey, we have a new thing after you entered the Keshite Rift. So you were sent to go deal with that because it was literally three other people on the ship.
Yep.
And two of them were needed to fly the ship.
Yep. Actually, probably could have overpowered them. Not the point right now. So we ended up meeting one of Anima's parents, Otis, who helped us defeat those interdimensional beings.
Void Shadows, I think.
Yeah,
is what they
Void Shadows.
Called.
Yeah. And we ended up being able to get through the Keshite Rift, although we did end up seeing this large ship, something that tore apart an entire fleet, but we were able to escape. So we made it to Pelsaros without any more problems, really. And so Anima met up with her family. And so had a nice reunion where she explained to them what happened to the Federation.
Made them swear to never follow. Yeah. And Casey and I both straight up forgot there was another member of the family. We just have a thing about forgetting the engineers.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so there was two people that weren't there. Just one of them was never mentioned.
It's fine. So the Opal Star did fall into the rift, and they got to Pelsaros as well. They ended up being requested to go with the Goliath to drop off the Basilisk at Nova Station and meet up with someone higher up who may know where Dottie is. Or at least how to get into contact with her. He's in Pelsaros, and now I believe we're heading off on the Goliath.
Yeah. Also, before you left Peltivaria, Bal had a contact that was helping you all.
Yeah.
And then that contact informed him that, quote, it looks like they found you. You may need to disappear. So Bal did have to disappear, and you now have no way of contacting him.
Stavias does, because they have the information to Bal's contact, don't they? Because they reached out to them.
The contact had reached out to Stavias, did reach out to say, like, basically, I'll do what I can to keep him safe. But I think any way you would have had to contact them is gone. They've essentially vanished and cut all contacts, so nothing can get traced back to you. Because they're dealing with something dangerous and you don't know what it is. Stavias met up with an old fling and it was only vaguely awkward, and they're not entirely sure if they're aware that they had a spell cast on them.
Yeah.
Which, fun fact.
I think it's fine.
When I was editing, whatever you did to them technically would have lasted 8 hours.
Oops. Oh well. We were gone by then.
Yeah, you were long gone. You just ditched them. and now they're kind of sad.
I'm choosing to believe that it's fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine until it's not, and hopefully you'll know if when it becomes not.
You know, I'm not even going to entertain that idea. It's fine. It's totally fine. There's nothing bad that's going to happen. There are no consequences to my actions, and I am okay.
It's so cute that you think that.
I'm not going there. Myself is not going there.
Listen, I, Shan, am fully aware that something terrible is going to happen. But Stavios has never once given any kind of credence to any kind of consequence. Because things always work out. Things just work out.
Maybe not the way you wanted them to, like when you got disinherited, but...
And I'm still alive. I have my clothes. I found books.
You have a Tamagotchi you're now responsible for?
Oh, I gotta take care of that. I gotta remember.
Vi had Nell set up alarms for Stavios for that.
Yeah. Nell set up alarms.
I see Stavios tried to ask Mrs. Yellow about the Federation, but if I remember it, like, it just sounded like a...
The way you tried to explain things made absolutely no sense at all whatsoever.
Yeah.
She just needed to trust me and just go forward, but she didn't, and I don't know, what else can I do?
She's probably still staring at it like, what? Or is this like a code? Or
yeah, I think I asked if they were drunk or something. If they were okay.
Yeah. It just didn't get communicated great. Anima finally got to reconnect with her family.
Yes. That was a great and emotional time.
Saying goodbye was hard, but you remember them now.
And you have their contact information?
Yeah. It's still syncing and, like, merging your two online existences. But progress has been made.
Now you can get dad jokes on demand. This is fine.
Yeah, so you've loaded back up on the Opal Star. Chip is leaving Palsaros, and you can see the Goliath, which is this hulking monstrosity of a ship. It's huge. And you can see, like, there are several smaller ships, some that look about the size of the Opal Star, a couple that look like they might be combat shuttles, basically, like, orbiting it in circles. I don't know if you would have been able to see or notice the company emblem or the ship emblem before for Lumina, which is the name of the salvage company, but you definitely see it as you approach the Opal Star. It is three interlocking gears surrounded by a starburst. And as you're leaving, Spectre's like, well, it's certainly been an interesting past few days. How are they all feeling?
I feel great because everything worked out.
Have you heard anything from Val? I'm just going to assume it was explained to her that he had to leave.
Yeah, I think it was...
Yeah, I relay what Val's, like, I won't say handler, but what Val's contact said to me.
Yeah.
But other than that, no.
Oh, but they're all right. Glances over to Ty, who just nods at whatever unasked question she had. So, probably be traveling along with the Goliath for couple of days, alternating guard duty and being on ship. Pretty sure the second we get on board, Lex will be leaving to go find one of their scrapyards. He's a big fan of the salvage. Yeah, they got good stuff on there. I'm excited. It's been too long since I've been on the Goliath. They have so much cool stuff.
Oh, have you had a chance to look at what information Alfred had?
The information is still being gathered. Some things we still aren't unable to access. Lex is relatively certain that once they have a chance to raid some of the Goliath salvage supplies. They can find whatever pieces they need to make their repairs. And Tali added, yeah, Alfred is becoming more functional and more verbal. They were able to get some of the pieces swapped out and figure out what else they need to fix the rest of him.
Yeah, he was very frightened at first, so that's good.
Yeah, Lex is really good with technology. Nail adds in. He is indeed.
So is the salvage open to anyone that's on the Goliath, or...?
They don't typically let just anyone raid their stores. So we're probably going to have to do some kind of trade, but since we are taking part in the guarding, we can get certain things if you're interested in searching what they may have.
Okay, yeah, that could be interesting.
It's pretty organized. You will probably need an escort, though.
That's fair. You don't want anyone taking something that ends up being very important.
Yeah, it's also a really big ship. It's not hard to get lost. Spectre just kind of like facepalms, like she's remembering how many times she's had to go find Tali on that ship. Message comes through from Malachi. It's just a little text message. Well, looks like we're going to be starting with a very brief guards rotation. They're about to rotate in and out. Someone had a bit of engine trouble, so we're going to have to wait a little bit before we get on board. As the Opal Star just continues to approach, this is a huge ship. The Opal Star can easily dock on this ship, and they could still have room for several more. It's big.
So what kind of trouble are we trying to mitigate? Just, like, I guess a fleet? Because it would be... This ship is huge. Surely it would be more of a question of, like, a fleet or a large-scale operation. Something like that?
Those are unlikely, but sometimes smaller groups will try and get clever, and it's just better to have rotating guards as at least a show of force, also to keep an eye out in case someone has approached to try and plan things. Also to keep an eye out for anyone attempting corporate espionage. It's weirdly common with salvage operations. But they're very careful, and especially since we are delivering something to Nova Station.
And the Basilisk is in the Goliath, correct?
Yes, it's... Well, I know it's in there. They haven't told anyone outside of Malachi and Lustrous where it is.
Okay, good.
Compartmentalization!
Okay, good. Good, good.
Though they'll probably tell Lex. He's going to be helpful for whatever they're doing, and I don't even know what someone would try and bribe him with, honestly.
The entirety of the Basilisk?
I mean, he's got this ship and his bestie now.
It's true, but a ship with technology that's several thousand years old that wasn't seen until recently, with all the knowledge therein, might be interesting, but I doubt he would just turn on us for the ship. And I doubt anyone would try to just offer the ship in turn, so.
Also, they're gonna be letting him work on it probably whenever he's done with Alfred.
That's true.
So the Opal Star takes its place in the rotation to a couple of other ships. There's at least two ships within eyesight. Two ships that are not the Goliath. That one's just default in eyesight because you cannot miss it.
It has become the horizon.
Basically, yeah. So I got a little time that's going to pass before you get to go on the Goliath proper, and it's just continuing on into... Y'all don't know where you're going exactly. I'm not even sure Spectre knows where you're going exactly. You know there's going to a Nova Station base, but no one has been given the exact directions aside from probably Malachi. Compartmentalization of information is really good in large operations because then it's a lot harder for spies to get information on where you have your shit. So what do y'all do? Gotta go hang out, fix some lunch, research, play cards, take a nap.
Yeah, I think Stavios would take a nap after everything that's happened.
Yeah, I had a bit of combat and losing one of your oldest friends. Like, not fully losing, but Bal's out of reach. You don't know when you're going to see him again.
I will check on the Tamagotchi and see how the Tamagotchi's doing. This will be the only time Stavios remembers to check on the Tamagotchi before an alarm tells them to.
Just roll a d20. We're gonna go with the quest success measurement.
A 10?
He's really hungry. He's not dead, but he's hungry.
I feed it.
It eats and then does this cute little happy dance. It's endearing. You find yourself starting to understand why Bal loved this thing so much.
It also reminds Stavios of their complete lack of paternal instinct, and then they set it away.
And Nell begins adding a couple more reminders. Just to be sure. Nell has to make sure her other little tag buddy's okay.
Could I upload the Tamagotchi into the ship's system? So then it'd be like Nell as a little creature inside the ship's systems that she takes care of and not me.
I was just thinking of that.
Can I have a computer's role from Stavios to see if she can figure out how to do that?
Oh man, what is my computer's? Ooh, I got two. I know a little bit. I've been on a computer. Oh, that is a non-natural 20.
Do you do that?
You know what? Yeah. I don't think of it as like a, oh, I am giving this creature to Nell. It's more like, I will lose this tiny device if I don't give it like a more permanent home. So I just like connect it to my like little computer area in my quarters, and then something wild happens as I'm like uploading all the files to it. I guess it was intelligent all along.
You just hear a, oh, goody. As Nell starts helping. Nell is very excited to have this pet. You are not sure what Nell is going to do with this little Tamagotchi, but it's gonna be interesting.
The Tamagotchi was a Trojan horse all along.
Oh no.
You just see the little Tamagotchi creature just like starts dancing around on your screen. And, like, there's this little house that pops up, and it just goes into the little house.
Oh. Obvious to themselves is just like, I'm sure there are implications about this. But I'm gonna go to sleep. And then I turn off my kitchen and start my nap.
Fair. Oh, the chaos you give me chances to unleash. Thank you. I have yet another thing to mess with you about. So have I.
Yes, I can see Nell somehow convincing Lex to make a sort of like robot for the Tamagotchi. So it's just like a little physical pet. Sort of wanders around the ship.
Let's be real. I don't think that would take much convincing.
Toma Gundam?
Yes. Deep down in the bowels of engineering. Hey, Lex, I have a wonderful idea. And Lex just looks up and is like, ready to listen. Looks up from where he was repairing part of Alfred. Meanwhile, Vi, what are you up to?
Question, was there ever an announcement that the basilisk was found? Or was that sort of kept under wraps until Nova Station has it?
It hasn't been, like, officially announced to the public. Most of the information confirming that it was located is the crew of the Goliath knows it. your crew knows it. It's been pretty compartmentalized outside of that. They haven't been announcing it all over, but they did confirm with Nova Station that it is indeed the Basilisk. So it's going to be kind of like up to them how they handle that announcement.
Okay. But it's not like with the Hyperlance, like, oh, this is this new ship and da 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 da. And it's like, well.
No, Nova Station has its questions, and Malachi and Spectre both agreed it's probably best to let them handle how they announce that.
Yeah.
It's their property. We'll get credit for finding it. It's fine.
Sure. Okay.
And probably a finder's fee. Gonna have to split it, but still, a finder's fee.
Finder's fee for a very software ship.
Yeah. Spectre probably arranged a larger portion to go to Lumina just because large company, but you're still going to get a fair amount of money.
Yeah. And I think we get to keep Alfred if, as long as we get the information moved or copied, I guess.
Potentially, Nova Station might retake custody of Alfred, but you were keeping Alfred because also... Between Lex and Nell, they are the most qualified to deal with that kind of repair.
Okay.
Because you have an AI that studies all kinds of weird things, and then you have Lex, who's a genius. So what does Vi do? I'm
trying to think if there would be anything for her to research, because we've tried researching Nova Station before.
I'm not sure how much more you can get on Nova Station. There's literally a dossier on the Goliath on the ship already. Stavios has it. Stavios is currently passed the hell out.
I sleep, send it to you. No, I don't.
Vi breaks into your room and takes it. It's fine. No. We're not gonna have that.
My door is unlocked. You could definitely do that.
You're so relaxed in this space. This is, you actually don't lock your door. Is it that, or because Bal forgot to remind you, hey, you should lock your door?
I think the real reason is Bal didn't remind me, but the thing I tell everybody is that I'm just so relaxed in the ship.
Downside of being toxically codependent is when they disappear, you're like, oh, how do I function as an adult?
Do you happen to know if I finished the book in The Alderness Eve? Can't remember if we got most of the way or all the way through it.
I think you've probably got all the way, at least mostly all the way through it. You got through enough of a story to realize that this is how the Eldori and the Cash ended up in the Federation.
Okay.
There might be a little bit left, or if you want to go work on jewelry.
I'll see if there's any left, any parts I haven't noticed in that book or that I hadn't read to yet, to see if there's more information, more, I guess, about that missing crucible that they were looking for. See if there's any more information about that.
You did get to the part of the book where they never found it.
Oh, okay.
They looked for it, they were unable to find it, and so they just settled down, waited for the next group to come with the larger ship to either help them continue onward or take them back home, but no one ever came.
Can I research, see if there's any information as to why there was never a backup sent, or was it just because they couldn't find them? Because that was part of the issue, right?
They didn't leave a lot of records to begin with because they were worried about someone trying to interfere. So they didn't tell a lot of people exactly what they were doing, and then something happened and the Basilisk went missing and no one could ever find it, much less find the records and information that would point them to where to go. If there is another group of people who are going to be coming, you have no idea what happened to them.
Okay. Then yeah, I guess Vago goes and just works on jewelry for right now, because I got nothing else I can think of.
Making anything in particular?
Not that I can think of right now. I know I got some materials from, I believe, Sinfrith's ship.
You've picked up materials shopping, you got a lot of random stuff from Sinfrith's ship. When you robbed him of everything that he owned, aside from things that were illegal.
The space police came, this man only owned contraband.
Yeah, fine.
And things that were stolen. Yeah. So much stolen stuff.
And the tackiest clothes.
Yep.
Just the worst. Maybe making some simple things.
Yeah, or like bases that she can add more stuff to, maybe.
Yeah. It's been a minute since you got to sit down and craft. It's been weird, like, 2 or 3 months, so...
I think she's, like, designed, but not really, like, made, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So I just start working on some basic pieces that can be combined into other things.
Yeah.
And Anima, what are you up to?
Anima has stayed seated and is just kind of blankly staring out the window.
At some point, you probably noticed the window seemed to widen somewhat as the walls do the thing where they essentially become transparent. Spectra, when she notices that you're still there, has them still maintain like the frame outline of windows because she is aware that when you take those away and you're not used to it, it can be a little freaky, like you're floating around untethered in space. But it is beautiful out there. I think after a few minutes, Tali's just like, "So what you thinking about?"
Hmm?
And you notice she is sitting like 2 seats away from you.
I guess I wasn't really thinking anything. It's not a very interesting answer, though.
It's valid.
I guess.
Sometimes spacing out into space is very therapeutic. Have you ever been on a spacewalk?
No. No, I don't think so.
Well, if you ever want to try it, it's super fun. Sometimes, when I feel like my brain is about to implode and explode at the same time...
That'd be a feat.
Yeah, it's not pretty. You just put on a suit, tether yourself to the ship, and just float. It's a little trippy the first time. We should probably start you off in the anti-gravity chamber first, so you don't get spacesick, because that's not fun in a spacesuit.
I can't imagine that it would be.
Not having to deal with gravity can be really good for helping figure thoughts out, but also if you want to just keep... admiring, that's fair too.
Sure, let's try the anti-gravity room.
Yeah. And she just skips off down to the anti-gravity chamber, which is actually where you first met Ty.
Yes, I recall.
This time the anti-gravity chamber doesn't have a giant lizard in it.
That'd be fine. He's chill.
He's helping Spectra with stuff up in the helm. She lets you go in first. It's pretty big room. Larger than you might have realized at first. Big enough to, say, practice anti-gravity combat. You couldn't do it with a group, maybe, but with, like, 2 people, there's probably been a couple of times where you would see her and Ty sparring and she just pinballs around. It's, like, the only place where she can win a fight against him. So, you go into the center of the room, she flips some levers, pushes some buttons, the doors seal, and just gravity goes away. You start floating up, and it's a little disorientating at first. And she just kind of starts almost like cartwheeling around. Just spinning around in strange ways. Ah, I've been needing to do this for a while.
How do you do that?
How do I explain this? You just kind of, like, throw yourself in a direction. Yeah, there's no gravity, but it makes the work easier on your muscles, and you just kind of keep trying things until things start happening. She starts pirouetting and just, like, hits a wall, bounces off. It's her happy place. That and in the comms room with the music up so loud that the Opal Star has really good sound dampening, but when you can tell when the door opens.
Hmm.
because you can hear it everywhere.
I start wiggling.
Give me either strength or dex check.
Oh, Lord.
Also, if anyone decides they want their character to just happen to walk by while this is going on.
I kind of do, but continue.
A six.
You wiggle around. It is not effective.
I end up wrapped in my braid.
You just feel silly.
Yeah.
Eh, you'll get the hang of it.
Maybe.
Boing. 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 So how was it meeting with your family again?
Good. It was good.
Good to hear. To help you remember anything?
Not really.
Maybe someone at Nova Station can help. At least get you pointed in the direction of the right questions to ask. She stops ping-ponging around.
At this point, I've ended up upside down in perspective to her.
She notices and just kind of like wiggles around until she's upside down too.
I don't know. Nova Station's so secretive, I don't know if they'll actually tell me anything.
Well, if you worked there, they might.
Maybe. I'm not necessarily getting my hopes up, though.
If they decide to be stingy with the information, maybe Lex and I can do something about that.
Please don't go back to prison over me.
I wasn't in prison. I was just in a lot of therapy and community service for a while.
If you say so.
Reminder, she was imprisoned by the super sketchy quote-unquote hospital that was actually a mad scientist lab. The Alliance didn't actually imprison her. They were just like, well, first up, you need therapy for what you've been through, and you also need therapy and job training so you'll stop doing crime.
But here's the rub. She was, in fact, imprisoned by someone.
Yeah.
So, what I say?
She's learned a lot since then.
Still valid. Anyway.
Well, maybe even if they don't say something, you might see something that'll remind you of something.
Maybe. This is so frustrating.
Think about how far you've come just in the past couple of months.
Yeah. I told them I needed to stay here, and I feel like I do. But even so, I just feel unmoored, out of control, directionless. I don't know.
That's fair. There is currently no gravity in this room.
You know that's not what I meant.
Yeah, but I also know I don't know what else I got to help at the moment. I mean, Spectre and I got people asking around. So far, no answers, but we're looking. And now you have more people who can look too. You got people who now know that something happened and Dottie's missing. Maybe they'll know better places to look. You do know that the scientist group that Dottie worked with would have been with the rest of your family and traveling with them on the Pioneer when they came to catch up with the Hyperlance, because unexpected emergency departure. Actually, no, they wouldn't have been on the Hyperlance. I think they were following behind. Not on the Hyperlance, on the Pioneer. They were following behind, so you didn't get a chance to chat with them. Sometimes the best person to find a lost person is someone who knows them or worked with them. Maybe the people she worked with knew of, like, hiding places and so forth. Maybe. I don't know.
Why would she need to hide? I mean, if she didn't end up in Federation space, if she stayed in Alliance space, there wouldn't be any reason she couldn't just go back to Nova Station. Or to any of her other contacts.
Well, maybe she ended up getting jetted off into a random place like you were. Well, I don't know how you ended up where you were, but there are other random places. Like, she popped up in the Imperium, maybe?
Do I know anything about the Imperium?
You're probably vaguely familiar with the Lorindi Imperium. Roll lore to see what you know slash remember.
I think we were told that Spectra's mom works with them.
18.
You're aware of the Lorendi Imperium. They were kind of an offshoot of the Eldori not long after their moon turned out to not be a moon and gave them weird space powers and turned them blue. These are an offshoot where it gave them weird space powers and turned them red. So, there were some disagreements, so they all went off somewhere else to start basically like their own universe, essentially. So, that's a whole society that developed separately and in the past, like, 7 to 8 years, I think? Somewhere around there, they've been in negotiation and communications with people from the Alliance, setting up like trade negotiations and so forth. There's a possibility within like the next couple of years, some people think they might reach a point where they're ready to start integrating back, because they've been working on improving communications, the ability to understand people, understand them, understanding of cultural differences so they can respect those differences. There's just a lot of information to catch up on. But you would also know they speak Nassive there. So if Dottie ended up there, she'd probably be fine. And not a lot of general people in the general public are aware of this. You've probably heard about it. Maybe from Dottie and from a couple of the other people in the group, just because they're excited because that's new tech, new scientific discoveries.
I guess. But the way they're trying to reintegrate, wouldn't they say, hey, we've got your missing scientist?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. I'll ask Spectre and see if her mom has heard anything. She's part of those negotiations. Now everyone knows that her mom's part of that, because I think, Stavios, that was a big part of why you recognized the name, is because you know that Elise Lamorelli is part of the negotiations with the Lorendi Imperium.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been publicizing a lot, but that's just because they're waiting until the Lorendi are ready.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can speculate in here all day, but we're not going to know for sure until we get a chance to talk to someone there and see what they're able to tell us.
Yeah.
Do you want to roll an intelligence or wisdom check to see if you're able to have any brainwaves as you're floating around?
Not right now. Huh. Tali.
Yeah?
This might be interesting.
You have my curiosity. She has started pinwheeling around you because she does not keep still well.
No. Just because I'm curious, I just pull off my hair tie and shake out my braid.
Yeah, let your hair loose?
Yeah.
Roll wisdom?
Ugh.
See if you get any memories?
It's not a saving throw. Well, it doesn't matter. It's a 2.
It feels cool. Kind of weird. Relaxing. Tali just like reaches and like pushes on your foot so you start to spin around like she is. It's a slow spin. But I imagine it's just a little distracting.
You have created a scarlet galaxy. Are you happy now?
Yes. I picture y'all just kind of hang out in there for a little bit longer. She starts telling a story about one of the jobs she and her friends pulled back in the day. Just a silly job. Just one of those. There was literally no reason for you to do that. She's like, yeah, I just wanted to prove that we could. Spectra sends a message or something. Alright, we're done with our guard rotation. We are about to enter the Goliath. I recommend. Tali, can you please turn the gravity back on? Yeah. She turns the gravity back on. Yeah, we had a moment where I stayed in anti-gravity chamber while we docked on a ship, and points to like a little scar between two of her like little tentacles. Yeah, that bulkhead.
I can imagine.
Let's go get some lunch. Opens the door, starts skipping out towards the mess hall. Everyone heard the message of for docking on the Goliath. There's a bit of a shudder as it finally connects in and they close the bay door, but otherwise it's a smooth transition from your orbiting the ship to just kind of slotting into the side. Imagine everyone is starting to get a little hungry at this point. Start gathering in the mess hall to get something to eat before you go explore, or what are y'all doing?
I mean, Viagus just puts her stuff up and, yeah, heads to the mess hall. I guess for a briefing before we go on the Goliath.
And are you following the skipping tally?
Yep.
Leaving the hair down or putting it back up?
Pulling it back, but not going through the trouble of braiding it.
Fallon, that is time-consuming. Stavios, you gonna keep napping? Or are you gonna join everyone?
I wake up, and as I'm, like, returning to the world, yeah, then I make my way to the mess hall, considering how close we are.
Yeah, I feel most of the rooms y'all stay in are actually on the same floor as, like, the mess hall and the entertainment room. And the bar that we all keep forgetting. The ship has a bar. Y'all have been a little bit busy to go drinking, but the ship does have a bar. As you go into the mess hall, you see that Lex is already in there. Looks like he's just fixing himself something, but you notice there's something different about him. He's only got two arms. He has removed the robotic arms that he usually has. And Tally just kind of skips on past him. You see her tail kind of like flick over to like poke him on the back. Briefly looks to acknowledge her, keeps doing what he's doing while she starts fixing something to eat.
Vi probably goes, sort of nods to both Lex and Tally and goes, gets lunch for herself.
I think Stavios mainly just tries to find just some snacks. Stavios doesn't really, they're not really hungry enough for a meal, but they do kind of look around and try and get something that they can snack on that fits their dietary restrictions.
There is a fair amount of food on here, but I will say, you have never met Lex before. So there's a new person.
So yeah, I think I look at this new person.
Who has not apparently noticed you yet. It's just off in his own little world fixing stuff.
Look at this new person, I look down at my snacks. And then I look back to everybody. And I say, I don't want to be rude, but who are you? And when, what? Did someone new join the crew while I was asleep?
Via Animus, Stavios is saying this, you notice with your passive perceptions, there isn't an immediate response or reaction or signifier that he heard this from Lex, but Vi, you notice there's a spot like on the wall in front of him that seems to like glow a color.
Hmm.
And then he turns and looks and he's like, oh, sorry, I didn't see you there.
Okay, so that does not answer the question that I just asked, which is, who are you, and did somebody join the crew while I was asleep? I didn't think I was asleep for that long. But, hey, you know, I've slept longer, so what's going on?
Lex, Chief Engineer, I've been on this crew for 30 years now, I think? Yeah.
Okay. So I'm the asshole here.
Sorry, that's not his reaction. That's me.
Vi's just watching this. She's never heard Lex talk. Because I think when we first met him, he just gave a note to someone and moved in the ship.
It was at a distance. You've never spoken to him either. And he just looks around. points in order. Violina, Anima, and you must be Stavias, correct?
You know, that is just one more thing that you know about me, and I don't know anything about you except that you are on... You've been here for 30 years? I've not seen hide nor hair of you. I know jack nor shit about you. What's going on?
Mostly stays in engineering.
Yeah, there was apparently a lot of things that needed to be fixed in the engines. Never mind, I've been going over them since I got back on the ship. He's like, there were upgrades. The things I wanted to do. I've been busy. Sorry.
It's great to officially meet you, Lex. Yes, sorry. I don't think either of us, except one of our friends may have been down in engineering sometimes, but this is good to officially meet you.
Yeah, I was sad to hear that she left.
Yeah, she had to take care of some business, but...
Yeah. I've been listening to her music. It's some good stuff. Sorry, I'm not the most people-y. I'm better with computers and technology. So, sorry. It's nothing personal. Can you roll me a perception? Just like a retroactive perception?
Yeah. 24!
You caught that. He saw the light signal on the wall. And as he turned, he did, it looked like he reached up towards his ear and did something, and then he would join the conversation. But until then, it looked like he hadn't noticed any of y'all were there except for Tali. When she did the little, like, poke with the tail as she walked behind him. Also, if anyone else wants to roll to see if they caught that.
Stavias is too dumbfounded at the fact that there's just this whole person here that's been here for so long that nobody knows, but is also very gratified because the fact that no one else really knows this person that well means that maybe Stavias wasn't the asshole here.
Does it also go over Stavias's head that Lex mentioned another person and that he's listened to her music?
No, Stavias more or less knows about Farida.
Okay, I thought...
It has not been confirmed.
We established that early. We established that early on that I knew about Farida.
Well...
Not like no, but I know enough.
You strongly suspect literally nothing has actually been confirmed.
Okay, alright, that was what was... I just wasn't sure if it was like, thought it was the same person or different. Okay, never mind.
Actually, Stavias would have no reason to think that Farida is connected to engineering, so possibly might think it's a different person. But yeah, Anima, do you want to roll perception to see if you caught the...
Oh, damn. 18.
You caught the tail end of the flashing on the wall that seemed to be, like, right in front of Lex's face, and you also caught the motion. But you can infer from that what you will. Lex keeps making, fixing his lunch. Yeah, I've been busy, but I have been following some of the things you've been up to. You're a pretty impressive group. You fit in well here. And Tali's like, yeah, I know, right? They get into trouble about as much as I do.
Well, good. That's reassuring.
Not only do they get in trouble about as much as I do, they tend to stumble into important things. Which is weird, but it's cool. They're the reason you have Alfred to tinker with. Nuts. Yeah, that's... I've been having fun with that little bot.
Oh, how is he doing? There was one point where he sort of... I don't know, he turned himself off or something? Is he okay?
Oh, yeah, you just initiated his shutdown sequence. He's fine.
I
was a little confused when he woke up, but...
Initiated shutdown sequence?
I noticed the residual, so I just explained to him what happened. He's fine.
Wait a minute. What? I didn't hit any buttons or say a command word or anything. What do you mean?
He just looks at Tally, who is looking at him like she also has no idea what he's talking about. Can she not do the thing like the captain does? Was that the captain or was it someone else that did it? I have no idea. But it's possibility. That wouldn't be the weirdest thing that's happened so far.
Oh, would now be a good time to mention I uploaded the Tamagotchi into the ship?
Lux turns around. That's what Nell's been excited about. Okay.
It has a little house on my monitor in my quarters. I don't know what to do about it.
Oh, don't worry. We'll make sure it's taken care of.
Oh, thank God.
I'll say at this point, Spectra walks in. Oh, wonderful. You're all here. Oh, Nux. Good to see you. How are things coming along? Going well, going well. Going through update sequence, decided to give Alfred a little bit of a break. He's taking a nap right now. He's coming along pretty well. Nice little guy. A little shy at first, but he's starting to warm up to me. Also, I think she might be able to do the thing that you do with the thing. She just looks at him quizzically for a second. Oh, that could be interesting. Thanks for the heads up on that.
Vi sort of stares between Lex and Spectra like, the thing?
Vi, would you like to roll an would anyone like to roll an insight check on that bit of a conversation to figure out what people are trying to...
Yeah.
Anima, you saw the thing. You saw the magic, the thing Vi did. You got the best shot at it, so I'll let you have advantage on that insight check.
I got a 9.
Stavios, you are unclear.
I'm just eating my snacks.
Vi got a 27.
Anima, you gather that whatever you saw Vi do to Alfred back on the basilisk is something is similar to something Spectra can do. Vi, you remember seeing Spectra use technologically related ability, something that you hadn't seen ever back in the Federation before. It was when you escaped the bar around the time and you found out about the price being put on your head. She had done something that got everyone dazed. And then you saw there was this residual energy glowing around her fingertips as she hacked into the device. She has an ability that you have never seen before. And it allows her to interact with technology and possibly do other things that no one inside of the Federation can do.
Hmm.
And Lex seems to firmly believe you can also do this because Lex knows that's how you turned Alfred off. And you notice like you'd felt something. You felt something when you were thinking about like, just wanting to turn him off to calm him down. You felt something.
Yeah, calm him down, yeah.
And you also remember Kai developed abilities after he left the Federation. Scarecrow?
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
You have the galaxy brain moment of, I've picked up powers too, okay.
So... the sort of residue you were talking about, Vi just sort of blinks for a minute. Yeah, Lex was talking about a residue that was apparently from me turning off Alfred. Is that connected to your ability? If I remember when we were in that bar with the mercenaries headed to us, you had done something that made a really bright light appear and everyone was sort of dazed for a moment? Is that the type of abilities that he's talking about?
She looks at you for a second before responding. Looks like your friend isn't the only one that picked up a few tricks after leaving the Federation. It's called cyberdemency. Kind of being able to hack the world around you mostly interacting with technology, but there are other things you can do as well. I picked it up from a friend of mine myself, but it looks like perhaps you had the potential in you, and it's starting to wake up.
Okay. Is there anything I need to be concerned about? Like, it activating at weird times, or potentially being dangerous until it's controlled?
I remember it took me a while to get the hang of using it and having things work as they're supposed to. God, it's been... How long has it been? It's... like 135 years? It's been a minute. But I can help you figure things out. I've had a lot of practice. So we can work on this.
Okay.
No, it's 125. Did not expect to have to do that math this morning. Partially because I forgot how old she is. I'm like...
It's okay.
She was not learning it when she was 5.
Vi looks a little bit startled, almost disconcerted about, I guess more disconcerted with its practice to control it, but definitely surprised, I would say.
It's like with any other skill or ability. It takes a while to... You have to learn how it works for you. I promise it's not as complicated as I'm making it sound.
It's just interesting how it was, I guess, latent when I was, well, back in my original home. Not the right word.
Stavias does know about the Federation now.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. That's... Going from being in the Federation and not knowing that was even a possibility. I mean, there's no cybermancy that I've heard of there. So this is new.
From what I understand of it, abilities such as this are connected to the Crucible, so could be now that you're nearer to them.
Yeah. Federation. I don't think even disclose the fact that they like have at least one crucible or something, let alone let anyone close enough to it.
Yeah, I wasn't able to find any proof either way. If they have one, it's dormant. Or dead. I don't know if that's possible, but I know ways of finding them, and I couldn't find it. If they have one.
Just looking for questions that were indirectly related to a crucible could get you hunted down, so.
That's why I never asked. At least not a person. You can read, she hacked into things.
Yeah.
Hacked red signals, because you remember she had a signal that she was trying to trace somewhere in the Federation and couldn't find that either, and she still... Look on her face. She's still a little frustrated about that.
Yeah.
Good news is, with our rotations, we'll have time to talk you through things, and we have a few days before we reach wherever it is we're going. But just plenty of time to practice things, learn new stuff, gather more materials. Like, smiles at this. I already have a list. I believe Mac is expecting you. I don't know if you sent them this list yet. I have. Okay, good. You can run along, though, if you want. He just very quickly gets up and excuses himself from the table. But Mac's one of the engineers. They're friends. So, we have some time before we have to do our next rotation. Rotations are in 8-hour shifts, so swapping ships in and out. There'll be a stretch where it's a little more remotes are probably going to be handling more shifts during that time period. You don't have to stay on for all of the shifts. You can stay here, and I think they have additional bunks somewhere if you want to bunk on the Goliath or the Opal Star. It's up to you.
So we're taking shifts helping with security in the Goliath as well as, I guess, in the Opal Star orbiting it?
They're rotating out what ships are orbiting.
Okay.
So they do it in time blocks.
Mm-hmm.
The Opal Star will be doing more shifts kind of later into the journey.
Okay.
When they're in a little bit of more of a remote part of space and there's slightly higher chance of pirate activity for the very least shove of force. It's a big fancy ship.
Okay.
Yeah. They've got their own internal security stuff. Y'all don't have to do any work when you're on. I mean, if you want to do stuff or like help with the project or something, you can, or work on things. Probably montage a bit through your time on the Goliath until we hit shenanigan time.
The eternal countdown to shenanigans.
While you're on the Goliath, what do y'all want to do? Spectre has offered to work with you on figuring out how to Cybermancer Vi.
Yeah.
What are y'all gonna be up to?
I think I'm gonna definitely take up Spectre's offer with help with Cybermancy.
Are there people for me to schmooze?
Yeah, they've got a pretty big crew on this ship. It's a giant ship. They have to have a big crew. You met most of their landing party that came down with the Crimson Cutter, which was Kelgrad, Solora, Belrune, and Letho.
Well, I want to try and familiarize myself, not with everybody that's on the ship. I don't even think this would be me trying to actively go speak to people right now, but I think trying to see just what the makeup of all the different kind of cogs that are making the Goliath work, like the different kinds of people, like is there like just who's around, what's happening here.
Okay.
So that if we do run into people whenever shenanigans start, I can have some kind of base knowledge of like, that.
Also, you do have the added benefit of while everyone else was going to pick up the Basilisk, you were helping with some like fine-tuning labor negotiations because they were looking to hire on some additional help because their business was expanding. So you have a basic understanding of some things, but you haven't seen it as much in practice.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can...
Okay, cool.
Start getting to know people, hang out with Malachi and Lustrous. They're the co-owners.
Yeah, I think I'll just start talking. Mainly just about the Goliath and trying to learn. Just learn more about them. Build a relationship with them, I think.
Yeah. Roll charisma.
Roll charisma. That is a 24.
They like you. They like you a lot. You were really helpful. They appreciate the genuine curiosity. So they are very willing to share. I mean, they're not going to hand over all their trade secrets, but they're more than happy to talk to you about like how they got started in the business. It's a family-owned thing. It's been passed down through couple of generations, and it's been through like they had some shifts in focus between each generation and evolving business deals. It's been growing a lot more. Lustrous has been a big help. They just kind of adopt you whenever you're not on the Opal Star. They just adopt you.
Nice.
And Danima, what are you gonna be up to?
I think this time I'm going to be the one to take a nap.
Fair. You've been having a bit of a time. And what do you think you dream about while you nap? Or do you?
Nah.
Just random weird shit, nothing important.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So there's a couple of days that pass where you fall into this new rhythm of spending time around on the Goliath, loading up on the Opal Star when it's time to do a rotation, just because, well, I don't know. You may not always hop on for a rotation, but when you start hitting the remote parts, Spectre does politely ask, just in case. It's good to have crew on the ship. But things are pretty quiet. With Spectre's help, you're able to start getting the hang of some of the new things that you can do. It's been in a controlled situation, so it's a little easier to pick it up. We'll see how well things go in a less controlled situation.
Okay.
But it's pretty quiet. No one's making a move. And while you're in a more remote part of space, you hear not Malachi, but another captain who's been orbiting come over the comm system. Yeah, we're still picking up that signal. Can't get a read on it, but something's been following us. You get the feeling that this is conversation that this captain has discussed things with Spectre in private, because whenever she's not helping Vi, talking to the other captains. And she's like, yeah, I can't get a read on them either. They're not making any moves, but not sure how I feel about that. I do have an idea of how we can perhaps lure them out and figure out what they're doing before we accidentally lead them anywhere. As she says this, she looks back to the rest of you.
Alright.
Stavros is trying to throw snacks into their mouth and catch them.
Give me a dexterity saving throw.
That's a 19!
You are succeeding! You're able to catch all of them. Some look like they're about to fall, but you get all of them. You nail it, and Tally is just like... It's almost like Ty and Tally have a bet going on of how many you can do in one go.
I'm kind of sad. I feel like all of my great roles thus far have not really been consequential at all. And then when the shenanigans really get going, I'm never going to succeed again.
Oh, considering the shenanigans that happened last session, you did pretty well.
Yeah.
You did pretty well. Yeah, so Spectra's looking at the rest of you, and Tali just snaps her attention to Spectra, and she's like, is it what I think it is? How do you feel about luring up some pirates?
Alright.
Okay.
There's this trick I've used a couple of times. It's very useful, because it's amazing what people will let slip when they think they have the upper hand. We let them think they're taking our ship, and then we take them. Tali's just like, yes, 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 yes. I love this one so much. It's so much fun. Have you ever played hide and seek on this ship? Wait, who am I kidding? You haven't played. Why haven't I made you play hide and seek with me on this ship?
That's a great question.
We've been a little busy.
Things keep happening.
Yeah. There are so many places to hide.
Is that with or without the secret passage, unlisted passages? Vi looks at Spectra.
Oh, there are plenty of ways we can make them think the ship has been abandoned. And just watch and wait until we're ready to take them out one by one. Do you guys want to play hide and seek with pirates?
Yes?
Are there rules about dispatching them fully or allowing for interrogation?
It's preferable to keep them alive so we can find out what they're up to, who they're working for, what they know, so on and so forth. I understand sometimes they do not give you that choice.
Yeah. But okay, try to... Alright, no problem.
Also, this is the best way to ensure they don't follow us all the way back to Nova Station. I don't think the Nova Station would be very happy with us if we brought spies.
No.
She looks to Anima, who so far has not said anything. Care for a little fishing trip?
Sure.
Hey, Malachite. We're going to be dropping out the formation for a bit. Don't worry too much. If I don't contact back in an hour, then you can worry. Sure thing, Spectra. I'll let the other captains know. And as the camera zooms out, you see the the Goliath just continuing on through space, a small fleet of ships surrounding it in rotation. And then it looks kind of like one of the smaller ship's engines blows, and it falls back out of the formation. And it's the Opal Star. The last thing we see is this mystery ship coming to investigate, and we'll find out what happens next time. You have been listening to Aboard the Opal Star, an Esper Genesis 5e actual play podcast DM'd and produced by Brianna Jean as part of Pseudonym Social, a creative podcast network changing reality one story at a time. Violina is played by Alexis Workman. Anima is played by Casey Glover. Stavios is played by Shan Smith. And the theme music, as always, is by Patrick Chester of Chester Studios. If you don't want to wait to see what happens next, you can get early access to our episodes over at patreon.com/pseudonymsocial. If you like our show, please consider leaving us a review on your favorite podcasting app so people can know where to find us. We couldn't do this without your help. To get more information on this or any of our other shows, check out our website at pseudonymsocial.com.